Hi, this is Leslie Katz with Bay City Beat, a roundup of arts and cultural events in the North Bay, presented by Local News Matters and Bay City News. It's Friday, March 27th. This week I'm highlighting six events: an open mic in San Geronimo, actor-author Andrew McCarthy in Corte Madera, cover bands in Novato, exhibits opening at the Bolinas Museum, and an epic documentary and chili cook-off in San Rafael. Those aren't together. Here we go. Anyone and everyone's invited to Kate's Cafe Open Mic, hosted by Juliet Valente. The entirely free event, happening on the fourth Friday of every month for years, features aspiring and renowned musicians, writers, poets, and actors sharing their new works and talent. Kate's Cafe was named in honor of renowned American folk singer and songwriter Kate Wolf. It's taking place from 7 to 9:30 p.m. today at the San Geronimo Valley Community Center at 6350 Sir Francis Drake Boulevard in San Geronimo. Andrew McCarthy, the actor from Pretty in Pink and Less Than Zero, author of several books, and a National Geographic travel editor and writer, is in town to promote his newest volume, titled Who Needs Friends? An Unscientific Examination of Male Friendship Across America. It charts his journey crisscrossing the country in an effort to reconnect with friends from his past. He appears in conversation with life coach Matthew Felix in a ticketed talk at 6 p.m. today at Book Passage in Corte Madera. Who doesn't love a good cover band? Hopmuck Tavern in Novato in the Session Room presents a double bill this weekend. It features a ZZ Top tribute group called Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers, and Sounds of Skynyrd, a Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute, of course. The show, mostly standing, is at 8 p.m. Saturday in Novato. Tickets, including fees, are about $27. The Smith Rafael Theater in San Rafael is hosting an epic premiere this weekend. It's the decades-spanning documentary The Way Things Seem to Be, which follows the life and work of pioneering indie director Rob Nilsson, perhaps best known as the winner of major awards for 1979's Northern Lights and 1987's Heat and Sunlight. This nearly four-hour film takes viewers from Nilsson's quiet personal pastoral upbringing in Wisconsin to the interior of Nigeria and Equatorial Guinea as he pursues his groundbreaking career. Nilsson, who's also a poet, will be on hand at the screening, which will take place in two parts with an intermission. The program runs from noon to 4 p.m. Sunday at the Smith Rafael Theater in San Rafael. There's a lot going on Sunday afternoon in Bolinas as the Bolinas Museum opens two exhibitions. The main gallery features Sonny Smith, Anthology of Unknown Music, Volume 1, a collection of musical works and memorabilia imagined by Smith, a West Marin musician, playwright, and artist. The show includes LP covers and other artworks centered around Smith's anthology of 20 recorded songs by invented artists and bands. Meanwhile, the photography gallery is showing Waz Thomas, Making the Cut 3, a combination of new works on paper by Thomas, known for his ironic juxtapositions or Wazies, playful composites assembled from imagery from scientific texts, travel guides, art books, religious iconography, landscapes, and more. Both shows are on view through May 17th. The museum's open from noon to 5 p.m. on Sunday, and a reception with live music is happening in the courtyard from 5 to 7 p.m. this Sunday. Pond Farm Brewing Company in San Rafael is hosting its second annual chili cook-off this weekend. Guests are invited to the free event, described as a spicy showdown you won't want to miss. 16 chili masters will vie for the prize, a 5-gallon keg of beer, at the competition, which starts at 1 p.m. Sunday at the brewery, located at 1848 4th Street in San Rafael. That's everything for this week. Thanks so much for listening. See you next time.